Someone is running late, which happens sometimes in Erev Shabbos, and the tzibur is starting to have a Kabbalah Shabbos. So lo yispal mincha ba'oitzu beis haknesses. You run into shul, 3 minutes for shkia, and they started. There's a shkia whether l'chul n'rama is Kabbalah Shabbos. They definitely post kibbutz to bring down the chadoidi boichal is definitely kabbalah shabbos. Means v'shir is vaday kabbalah shabbos. Even boichal is kabbalah shabbos. I don't think l'chul n'rana is so. Generally, shuls don't start kabbalah shabbos only a few minutes before shkia. So usually, it's, you know, it's I don't know if you walk in l'chul n'rana. I don't know. I'll call upon it, it's still better that if you want to daven mincha, you spell mincha ba'isa beisak nesis. Don't daven mincha inside. Eliyel chutz ba'isa beisak nesis. You spell tefillah shachol. You go outside, daven in the side room, whatever. But who should look kibul Shabbos Sibah? But he didn't walk in and start singing boy b'shalom, whatever. But in honor of a kibul Shabbos Sibahim, any achal yispal tefilas chol, it's too late. Elo yispal arvish taim, he missed mincha. I don't know, I wasn't sure if a person's in the house. And the wife is what, and he realizes, oh my gosh, I forgot to have a mincha 2 minutes for shkia, and his wife lit candles already, can't have a mincha in the house, does he have to go to a different room? I'm not sure, because he wasn't so mekabel with the neiros, so I'm not sure if this is a steer over there, I'm still pick. Imba lo yitzak nesu samach l'kabalos atzivar Shabbos, if he comes to shul right before Kabbalah Shabbos, matzil yisfalel mincha, he's allowed to right, he shows up, 5 minutes before Shabbos, daven zegazunta, shmon esrei, half hour shmon esrei, with kavana, and, you know, the seder. He doesn't have to stop in the middle hoil. He's the heter, even if they're saying kavana Shabbos. Yesh oimrim, shemishi kiba alav Shabbos, kodim shechashecha. Some say if he's makabal Shabbos early, there's no such thing as a mirror of Israel. You're allowed to tell him, oh, can you switch this light on? Can you do this? Can you do that? You are allowed to. You're allowed to tell him. And the Ramah points out that unlike a mirror la'akum, you're allowed to get hana from this on Shabbos. There's no problem. Unlike why there's Xavier of Amir Lahakum, because you're going to start, you know, telling him to do malacha all the time. But if you Kabbal Shabbos early to say something to another Jew, is fine. Misha Ma'acherli Spala Motzei Shabbos. Who are they? And so let's say someone keeps a Ben Atam, or has a long Shal Shuddis, or Shabbat Shech Shiros of Alayla, or he. Until the Rebbe's tish until 2 in the morning, you know, for Shalashidis, right? Mutal Lomel Chaver Yisrael Shekvar Hispalel, he could tell his friend, you know, who already died, who already said Havdalah, whatever, but he did Lassus Lomelachto, Ladik Lomeris, Luvashalo, right? Let's say the Rebbe's tish, you want someone to take pictures, or I don't know, or you have a big long Shalashidis. You can tell, okay, take pictures, take this, record. You'll be allowed to do that. Or to light neighbors, or let's say you want, hey, you know, it's Shalosh Shuddos here, let's cook up some steak. You'd be allowed to do that. Mutri le'anos alechum melachtoi keini reli. However, if a person said, malta mikodesh l'chol in the middle, then he wouldn't be allowed to say Ritzei. I remember hearing a story about the Orachai Mikodesh, who I don't know the exact reason why, but it has to do with, I didn't want to let the neshamos go down to Gehenna or something, I don't remember. So he was mamshich his shal shudis for, I don't know, it was like 2 days or something like that. So finally,
they put him in jail.
Hmm?
They put him in jail. The ma'aseh is they put the Arachayim in jail, because the Arachayim came, he didn't tell anyone he's Arachayim, and every time they said the name, title, the Arachayim, he said, he's a gornish. The Rav said, you say it one more time, I'm going to put you in. They put him in jail, and he didn't end Shabbos. And so that night, someone came to the Rav Levine and said, you crazy? You put the Archives in jail. We can't open the gates of Gehenna. The whole world's going to go nuts. And so he quickly ran the Kehila, he ran and he got the Archives.
Right. He was not sure if it was something like that. So, whatever. We don't, this is talking about the less nogea, that's on the clues of nogea. We don't talk about what you use, what you can use for wicks or not, or shaman. Ain't us in psila and nershal Shabbos. We don't make a psila, bay nershal shuchan, bay nershal kol nershal malik abayis. Because again, there's two inyanim, there's an inyan like lighting nears by the table that you eat with light, and there's an inyan shalom bayis that you don't trip around the house. Something which doesn't catch the fire well and it flickers a lot. It goes around it. It flickers. Because when it doesn't light well, so you might come to go ahead and to try to fix it and you come to be mavir. Something which catches fire well. From Pishtan, the futsa, they could change different types of linens, and regefen, or cotton, cannabis, chiyotzevazen. Man. If you taka lit with a wick which wasn't good, you can't use that light, since you might come to try to fix the nair. As long as there's one nair which is a good nair, you can go because you at least you're also using that. So even though it's flickering, you have a good steady light. If you need to do something, it doesn't need diktuk. If you're just walking into a room and you just need a little bit of light so you don't trip, you know, that's okay. L'tzorach Shabbos yishachachal v'di'eved, that in these cases, if you don't have anything else and you know it's too dark in the room and whatever, so then you can go ahead and use the nair, or if there's another nair, things like that. You can use the nair, you shouldn't, but v'di'eved, it's okay. Karach domer shemadlikim bo, al domer she'emadlikim bo. If you wrapped, If you took wool and you wrapped cotton around it, if the point of doing that was to make the wick thicker, psila kadeshal hoisif ora, also you might make it thicker to add so it would be a stronger flame. That's also because it's not gonna tofes well and it's gonna flicker. Yinskavin lahakshus of psila kadeshite omeres to shalshel lamata. If you just wanna make it stand straight, mutter. Since you want to go ahead and you want to be able to make a long wick that you want to be able to stick it inside the lantern, and it needs if it keeps on flopping down, you can't do that. So you're allowed to wrap it around something solid. You're allowed to put these things, a melach, whatever, in order to make it light better. That's okay. You don't light nair on Shabbos only with a shemen which gets sucked up by the wick. You can't pitch or Vaseline or anything like that. But v'shava, not with wax. Don't come on the candle over. You're talking about if you have a bowl of solid wax with a wick, it doesn't get drawn up. Not talking about a candle. We're talking about you have a bowl of it and there's a wick sticking out from the side. Lo v'shemen ha'osui mitzemer gefen. And not with shemen, which is like cotton seal or something like that. I don't know. It was very thick. A little bit alia, a little bit chaylev, which is when it's solid. V'chein emelikim be'itran. You can't light be'itran. Meishavecho rab. Kind of a yetze. Can't light with anything which has a very strong, very bad smell, because you know you don't so much you can be sovel, and you'll have to leave the house. Below b'tzari meishavecho noidev. And that was like a farsimo, because it smells very good. Because maybe you're gonna go ahead and it smells so good, you're gonna take a little bit out of the thing, and you're gonna be chayv because of mechaber. That's why, would you be allowed to use scented candles? I don't know. Because you don't take, you know, no one takes the wax out of the scented candle to go ahead and smell. So maybe it's different. It may be a different issue than oil. A few nasa ma'at shem zayis b'shmanim. Even if you put a little bit of olive oil in with these chaylev, whatever it is, and therefore it gets softer and it does get pulled up. You still can't because it has to be something which gets absorbed well, and maybe you'll forget to put the shemen zayis in, and then it won't get, and then you come to make a mistake. Chaylev mehutach v'kir v'dogim, you have melted fat. Or fish oil, ein maldikim behem. You shouldn't light with them. V'nasam behem ma'at me'achas mishmanim shemaldikim behem. But if you put in some olive oil in, mutter l'halik. But here it's mutter because since technically, you know, dissolved fat or fish oil does get pulled up by a wick. So technically it's mutter because for geyser, because maybe you'll use, you know, chaylev which is hard. So, however, if you put shemen and zayis in, so then it's enough to say, okay, fine, you know, not goyzer in that case. Shar kol hashmanim chutz me'elu. I think you may have any other shemen, you know, canola, safflower, I don't know, all these different things that you can light with them. Kol makom shemen zayis mitzvina muvchar. However, shemen zayis is mitzvina muvchar to light with. You know, there are people who mahadir to try to light with the shemen zayis for many different reasons. Obviously, other stuff is also fine, but there is a special mitzvah to light with shemen zayis. Karach zefes or shava chaylev something of sila. But then what happens if you take shava, which you said is not good, but you wrapped it around wicks? Maliki behem, because that's called a candle. So if you use Shava, whatever you use, and you make a candle out of it, so then that's okay. The problem is if it's in a bowl and you stick on the side of wick, that will be a problem. But if you go ahead and let's say even if you have a bowl, but you put it's surrounding a wick in the middle, that's a normal candle and that's molten. Hamadlik tzarich shiadlik rov mashiyotze min apsila mehener. When your wife lights the candles, she has to be sure that when she lights it, that it catches. Catches on the wicks well, that it really catches on it before she moves on to another one. Ein tzarich lahavig apsila. You don't have to pirish. Hivuv ipol adavar she'eino nisraf lagamri gamol kayem lagamri. You don't need to go ahead and to light the wicks beforehand and then blow them out. Atochel b'menu na targum yanisam mahavig. Na is a little bit cooked. The minhag is that the husband should go ahead, obviously if he has time, but he should, when he sets up the lechter, to light the wicks beforehand, so that it catches well. Now, what the yotzei with nowadays with the wax around and whatever, it could be, you know, because it's only other works. If you don't, then it starts to shem and then it lights well. But having the wax around it may also make it light well. It could be yotzei with this. I don't know, but still, and then you need to prepare the wicks.
So you don't light them, and the husband prepares them. Does he light them and wave them out?
Yeah, he does. That's the minute.
He lights them
and then blows them out. Right, raise them out, whatever. Yeah, blowing to finish it. Right. You should not use rags, pieces of clothing, or whatever to go ahead and make wicks out of it because it doesn't catch well, and you shouldn't use old gross ner of cheres that's really full of like black and whatever. But even if your glass cups, I guess, are still a bit dirty, it's still obviously you should clean them, but it's not as bad as cheres, which is full of sludge and whatever. Okay, ain't nice and clean. Minukov malei shemen al pi haner heishi anoite fesaycher. Right, so you shouldn't put. Take a kli with a hole in the bottom full of shemen that drips into the bowl of the nair, so that it will constantly refill the nair. Gzera Shemin Yistapik Mimen, of Yisrael Vishim Mechaber. So Gzera, maybe you'll take from that Shemin, and you Merkarev the Kibui, which is also. And there are different, there is a machlokes about Melachas Kibui, whether it's only to in the Gemara about Kibui, is Kibui a Melacha that's Kilkul, or is Kibui a Melacha which is only if you have a Tikkun, meaning you want the Pecham, you put it out because you want the Pecham. So Avada, according to the Shito, holds its Kibui is a Melacha, so this is Mamish a problem. This is like could be Shailah of Bechatas. But Paisin say even according to the Manda Amar that it's only also because it's there Kilkul, there's still the Rabbanim still glaze there not to do it up to regular Kibui. And im Chibro lo, or this is the Rabbanim Kibui, im Chibro lo besid or Bacharis is mutter. However, if you make a nair with a refillable, that drips in and it's attached, Mulder the kiva should kli echad baldumine from Isra Shabbos, right? If you put like a stam bowl full of olive oil, then okay, I need some for the salad, there's over there, it's clean, it's fine, I'm gonna take some, that's the problem. However, if it's attached, it's one there, you're like, hey, wait a second, it's mukta, so you don't want to touch it. So you're masculine, so you won't touch it. Lo yimale adam kara shem yidene b'tzad haner, v'yidene moshav sila b'seicha. You should not fill a bowl of shemen next to the nair, and then you put like one other psila inside to draw from one to the other. The shvil shetei shuavis, so it draws oil from one bowl to the other. There shem yistapik yimenu. Again, maybe you're going to go ahead and take the same type of idea, is that you're going to take from the other bowl and then gorem a kibui quicker, because really it's not a grum kibui, it's not because that's. But it's a kibui de rabbanon, because when you makarv the kibui, you makarv it to go out quicker. So then that's called kibui. That's called putting it out. that's why for example on a Shabbos clock you can't go ahead and if it's you can't go ahead and say push down some buttons in order to shut off quicker, because that's not shav kibui. Ein oisin kli. B'Shabbos tachas aner. The next issue is you can't put a kli on Shabbos underneath the candle. L'kabel shemen hanoytif, to catch the oil that's dripping out. Mipnei shevavatu kli mehichano, because that's called vavatu kli mehichano. So there's different understandings of vavatu kli mehichano. Here this is one of the places it talks about. It does talk about Hilchos Shavuot some more, but. But the Shitas Rashi is that it's Seiser, that you're destroying the Kli, since you're putting something Mukse in, he says Gil is glued to the floor, you can't use the Kli for anything else, it's Seiser. I would just say is that it's Mitam Basis, it's a Mukse.
You're making it
Mukse, that's a different issue. Rashi says Mamish and Seiser, which is interesting, but Al Kopanim, so that's a chavato kli meichano. We'll have to get into the shaylos kli meichano about putting a bucket under a leak, under air conditioner, under using a towel to wipe stuff out. These types of things are shaylos about because now it's muktzah, you can't use it. So we'll have to get into more later. Multilino b'adil, however, you could put a bowl there from before Shabbos, shemen noitev. You're allowed to put it before Shabbos, because the bowl comes muktzah, that's okay. But shemen hanoitev also the stop of menu b'Shabbos, because that shemen is muktzah. Hagav also liga b'ner adolik kishu toloi, and you're not allowed to touch a swinging, let's say a candle. I don't know about a candle. I'm not sure, because that's not, let's say an oil in there. Because then you shake the oil around and it causes it to absorb better.
Hmm? It could also cause it to get extinguished.
Right. I mean, I don't know. I think it's more the shayla of shemayata of yata that you turn and makes it turn brighter.
Stronger?
Yeah, because kibui, again, kibui is a shayla.
It's similar to the old fashioned lanterns, where they turn the dial and then they raise the actual nair up.
No, so this is different. This is if it's swinging. This is different than kuda. If it's swinging and you touch it, so then it starts swinging. Actually, in the shir he mentioned about an egg. you're allowed to touch, an egg that rolls. So here also something hanging, mutzah, which is hanging, it's also the touch, because if you touch it, it starts swinging. So to, here it's even worse, because here it's a shayla of havara. And so, as they point out, that really muksa also is also to do that. If you have a hanging phone, whatever it is, you touch it, that's also. But here, so it's even worse because it's, like you said, either because of Mavir or because of, like you said, it could go out, these types of things. So therefore, it's usher to go ahead and to touch it. and the gra is also machar by candle as well, because that a hanging candle is also, there is idea of yate by a candle. But the Mishnah Berurah himself says, "Eishachalik me'ataya the shavu who oisiv bekavana sviyali the shayach gam kein b'shava." Well, how can emes kavin hatos? The gra holds there is shayach if you go ahead and start playing around with the candle to make the wax go under the thing better. So that is yate. But the Mishnah Berurah says, and a swinging candle, you don't have to be choshish for that. It's only if you're bekavana, you're trying to make the melted wax, burn better. But here, if you do a little bekavana, it's okay. Nois and kli tachas and there the kabbalin tzitzis. You can put a kli under the. You're worried that it's sparking. You don't want things to catch fire, so you're allowed to put a kli there to catch the sparks. V'nishayim behemanish ain kam bitu kli meichano. Since when they hit the kli, they go out, and it doesn't make it into muksa. But lo yitin l'sochol maya. But do not. You can't put water in that kli. Feel the boyoyim if they should mekarv zvan kibui hanitzaitis, because when it hits the kli, it goes out, but it's there for a split second, whatever. But when it goes in the water, it goes out immediately. So then that's the kar of kibui, and that's a problem. Mikomako mutter lite mayim ba shoshes shemadlikim ba v'yom Shabbos.
Merely before Shabbos, you would be able to.
He says no. So that's the chiddush over here.
Chiddush that before Shabbos you would not be able to.
Right. Right, that that's the Mishnah Berurah says. Avakal de b'shar malach is chaim al deshari. Right, ha'cha yish locha shem yachshu she'ein b'zeh shum iser. It's another. It's one of these zeros that such a recall. You might think it's what to do on Shabbos. You may come to make a switch. It's not just a deraisa, but it's a zera. Mikomach muter lite mayim ba shoshi shevadlikim ba be'er Shabbos. If you kevan she'ein miskavim the kibui el lagbia. Hashem, and you're allowed to put in the bottom. You want to put water in the bottom of the, say, using oil to light, and you want to raise the level of the. You don't want to fill the whole thing with oil because it'll be on to the morning. So you want to go ahead and raise the level. You don't, but if it's too far down, it won't light. You want to raise the level of the oil. That's okay. V'yish oim afil niskavin lekibui shar v'yachashena mayim be'ed el tachas Hashemin. We'll have a gram kibui v'chein noegin. So even a person that's kavana that he's going out to, he's going to go out, and he doesn't want, well, okay, we have to be sure your candles will, when you get back, but let's say you light and you're going to go out for a walk after, and I don't know, and you don't want to leave it, on, so you stick the water there because, okay, you feel comfortable that it's going to go down and go out very quickly. It's, the Maharal says that would be mutter. And let's say you have a fire and it's pretty safe, but so you want to put, you put water around it, if it's on the thing and not anything dangerous, but you don't want it to eventually spread, whatever the case is, result of shayla sakana. So then, that's mutter machum seda if it's going to ruin something, but it's akopanim, that's okay. We'll start the next simon. Someone's coming, he realizes he's late for Shabbos and he's walking in and it's carrying whatever, there's no Eruv, so what should he do? So Mishaya Baba Derek Rakida Shalaf Hayoim Hayimamos. And he's carrying money, he's carrying his phone, whatever he's carrying, Yeshlo Chamoro, and he has a donkey with him. Gam Yeshimo Ena Yehudi, and he has a goy walking with him. Lo yaniach kiso al chamaro. Don't put the kisui on the keys on his wallet or his phone on the chamor. Mideishu mutzuva shvisasa. Is he mutzuva shvisas behema? So therefore, even if he's carrying, it's also aser. Noisin kiso lein yehudi. Better to give it to the goy. The lichalo mosei shabbos lo kol bimenu. As long as you're not choishi, she's going to take it. But that's a different thing. Even if you didn't pay him for it, if you realize it got dark, you have to even give it to him after dark. However, if you find, if you're walking in the streets and you find, you know, wow, well, $100 bill on the floor, you can't, you know, pick it up and give it to a goy. Elim came ball the other goy. Hashta have a kikisoi. So a few nakudas just to finish off with. The reason why it's mutter to go ahead and to give the thing to a goy and different things, the heter of this is because of person's bala mamono, and if you don't like give him an option to go ahead and to, you know, he has a wallet full, he has, you know, $10,000 in his pocket, whatever it is, he's going to carry it. He doesn't know what to do, he's going to carry it. So therefore, there's certain heterim in that case to go ahead and to give it to a goy, or we're going to see on a donkey, we're going to see, you know, different things about whatever. But there's no heter on Shabbos for a metziah, you know, that's like a din on Shabbos. But again, if a also who did, if like let's say he drove to the house, things like that, when he gets to the point where it's mutter, these didn't apply as well. I also like to get into, if I can, about try to work on it, about if someone, you know, driving and realizes Shabbos happens, what are you allowed to do? Because it's the same type of idea. Whatever, we'll have to get into that.
Okay.